when you take a president of a country to court, you would be foolish to imagine that you're taking them there as individuals. They are not. They remain president of a country, and they remain deputy president of a country.
But are you able to separate the two, really? Personal and the person who represents the Republic of Kenya?
I think once that person is elected into office, there isn't anything personal about him.
But to the extent that a personal challenge now becomes a challenge for the nation, should they not step aside to deal with the charges that have been brought against them for something that allegedly they were involved in their personal capacity?
The Kenyan people elected these people. The Kenyan people understood the challenge that was facing them. The Kenyan people still elected them.
There are some who ask the question, you know, why doesn't President Kenyatta and his deputy directly deal with the court and say they won't attend to the International Criminal Court? Why get the African Union and other surrogates to act on their behalf?
The president and the deputy president don't need that. They were invited to this meeting. If you live in East Africa, then obviously you know that Kenya is at the heart of what happens in East Africa. Obviously, you would understand that leadership by Kenya is required to deal with regional instability. Now, the African Union, African leaders, obviously understand this better than a lot of people. Therefore, this is not something that they need to ask. It's something the region understands needs to be done.
Does President Kenyatta have any intention at all ever of showing up at the ICC?
The president believes in the rule of law.
Will he show up at the ICC?
That is not something I can predict. I am not an angel from heaven.
Is there a plane booked waiting to take him to The Hague?
What I can tell you is that the African Union has made its concerns heard.
But that's not my question. Is there a plane waiting to take Mr. President to The Hague?
You would need to tell me the plane is from where?
Are hotels booked in his name where he will stay if he went to the ICC?
You are a journalist. Inquire.
You work for the office of the president. So are you able to tell us whether the president has that intention at all of going appearing before the ICC?
I can tell you that the president believes in the rule of law, but I cannot predict whether the president will go to the ICC.
Have arrangements been made for the president to go to the ICC?
I wouldn't be able to respond to that.